May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? 329.
Thank you. Let us read together the first chapter in Matthew. We also read from the 24th chapter of Luke, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1 from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. We read Luke's Gospel from chapter 24 of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 24, we commence at the first verse. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them when that same day, the resurrection day, to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they'd also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? The last verse, and beginning at Moses, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And may the Lord bless his own word. Help us to pray. Amen. Lord, once more we come to the throne of grace. We feel so poor and needy, so much unbelief, and our transgressions testify against us before our God. We pray for thy mercy on thy day, around thy word, before thee. Be with us, Lord, by thy Spirit. We pray that thou bless the reading of thy pure and holy word. May there be sweetness in it, like the honey that drops, as thou wilt supply it to hearts that are full of sin and sorrow. Remember, Lord, those that seek thee. We pray there may be some sweetness in waiting upon thee. Lord, remember those that are heavy laden with sins and doubts and fears. May it please thee, Lord, to come as that certain Samaritan and pour it in, and grant that thou bring us on our way. Lord, we pray for the young and the dear little ones, and we think especially at this time, very discreetly, we pray for dear baby Lydia and seek that thou be with the little one and all the little ones, the dear parents and each family. O Lord, we pray that thou take care of them, especially bless the little one. We think of our own flock and pray that thou bless the little one there, and remember each and every one of them that they lay in our hearts. And we pray that thou bless them and us. And grant, O Lord, we may be sweetly encouraged that thou dost grant families and little ones and the older ones too, we thank thee for. Pray that thou be round about them in this dark, solemn day, and yet thou canst be round about them as a wall of fire. And the glory in the midst be round about them, we pray. We seek, Lord, that thou to remember any that are in need of thy healing touch. We think of the dear older friends and pray that thou be pleased, Lord, to draw near and visit them and us. And grant, O Lord, there may be knowledge of Jesus. Lord, we think of the passing of time and the nearness of eternity. We pray that thou bless this house of prayer. Lord, often we come full of need, and yet thou canst supply all our need according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May we be made acceptable unto the brethren and dip our foot in oil. And grant the sweet flowing of thy Spirit, Lord, in the midst. And preserve and keep us. Thank thee, Lord, for the bond and the blessing of God. The Lord, both here, and we thank thee for what thou hast done with our desire for the cause at Earthenborough with our own people. Lord, remember the assemblies of thy people. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember those that have lost a loved one more recently, and pray that thou wouldst be round about them this morning hour and throughout the days that shall come. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt comfort hearts. Believe our friend greatly desired that better country that is in heaven. We are persuaded of it. And we thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness to him. And yet there are those that are left behind. We pray for the rich consolation, thy love and thy gracious help, the dear widow especially. And do be with us, Lord, as we gather, and may we not be left. Do come, Lord, and do be with sinners. Lord, thou didst come to this earth, and many knew thee and saw thee, but there were sinners that loved thee. We pray that we may know a little of that love of God in our hearts. And thou bless the season of the year. We would not be turned aside. We desire, Lord, that thou come in the midst. And Lord, it needs not man, but thou dost appoint the preaching of the gospel. We pray that there may be much knowledge of the holy child Jesus, now risen, ascended, and interceded. Or may we know a little of him. We pray that thou comfort hearts, remember each and every one, and be with us, Lord. We pray that thou wilt be pleased to grant the nearness of thy presence. We have read of it. Pray that thou be with us, Lord, and leave us not, and come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. We desire to gather up thy many mercies and to bless the Lord. Another year has almost sped away, and yet there are many tokens of thy faithfulness. And thou dost uphold and strengthen in all thy holy sovereign will. We pray for the deacons, the Church of Christ, and each and every labouring servant, especially those that visit here. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us and cleanse us. Hear the prayer in the vestry. Oh, it needs Jesus and the atonement. It needs the Lord to come with his grace. Lord, we acknowledge his coming. We want to feel it in our hearts. And know the glory of Emmanuel, God with us. We ask that thou hear us. And Lord, do cleanse away our sins. May we have a good day. Receive us graciously. Make up where we fail. We pray that thou hear prayer for our nation and the nations of the earth. We ask all for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. 941.
the Lord may help me, I will direct you to the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24. We read from verses 14 and 15. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. We read these words, and they talked together. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. This is such a well-known part of God's word. The scriptures would be incomplete without this most sacred part of the word of God, because Jesus is the sum of it. My thoughts especially have gone to these words. Perhaps we shall speak simply, but we hope faithfully. Jesus himself drew near and went with him. My desire to speak a little of the Lord Jesus. These words himself, I'm sure there are many, many sermons that have been and can be preached as God may grant his grace. Friends, it's Emmanuel, isn't it? God with us, this precious name. Far above every name. May it be precious to us and to the younger ones too. Jesus himself. That's how our thoughts seem to be drawn to these verses. And of course, we notice in the setting of our text how upon the very first day of the week, appointed of God, that it should be so. Very early in the morning, these daughters of Abraham came unto the sepulchre to bring the spices which they had prepared, but they saw him not. What a sacred truth there is in the resurrection. Friends, what good and what benefits and what salvation would be toward us in the person of Jesus coming, as he did most gloriously, without the resurrection of him, this lowly child Jesus, born to die and to be raised from the dead, and so sweetly to be exalted in the gospel. I direct you to these words, perhaps a little simply, Jesus himself. And I've thought of these words, as we desire that God may send them to young hearts especially. Jesus himself, this lowly child Jesus. Jesus himself, the Son of God, Emmanuel. Son of God with us. May we know it, feel it, It is really, friends, sometimes we need things very short and sweet, if I might say. It's He, isn't it? With poor sinners. And then there are those inquiring minds and hearts. And many things today that are said against Him, and the truth about His coming. It is a very sad day when the very truths of God, which are very sacred and real, are set at naught, trivialized. Questions are spoken in a very subtle way. And there is a solemn taking away of the glory of His coming, as man will be left to himself, so to pour scorn or to seek to reduce this coming of Jesus to a thing of naught. If men will have it so, then they will endure perhaps what is said. But friends, it does need Himself, doesn't it? Especially with regard to the young. Well, friends, this glorious one is that one that took up even the babes and the children in His arms, Himself. Oh, this glorious one that is spoken of both in the reading in Matthew, nonetheless, that glorious one that had fulfilled all the law and magnified it, made it honourable, and so had fulfilled all that He as a servant had come to finish, to accomplish. Jesus Himself. Would to God, friends, we might know a little of Himself at this time, or perhaps in our circumstances. Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. Really, in a very sacred way, it's all about Him, isn't it? That came to this lower earth, Jesus Himself, appointed by the Father, sent of God, and He Himself undertook that great work of redemption. What love was in His heart, what obedience, and what grace is known. He that left that glory above to be found upon this sin-cursed earth. Friends, what a sweet truth there is in it. Jesus Himself. Really, it speaks of His condescension. It speaks of what God only could do for poor, guilty sinners in the person of His Son. Of course, there is much sweet doctrine contained in these verses. And the appointment of a Saviour and a great one. That covenant of God's love and mercy. How great it is that there was such goodness in that covenant. But that goodness was not to be revealed in heaven so much as upon the earth. But there the Lord would bless sinners, passed by angels. How they worshipped Him in His coming. But friends, it needed Him to come, didn't it? Where His people are. And so He condescended. This very lower earth. Now, in a little way, I want to bring it to the younger ones and the older ones too. Friends, what a solemn truth it is. Himself, holy, as the Holy One, and yet to be found upon this earth, and there, not before, he took the sin of his people by suffering, according to all that God had appointed and made known, he must come to this lower earth to suffer, to bleed and die, this holy child, Jesus. And what sacred condescension, obedience, willingness, what love filled his heart. And how we need the Lord to grant it in our short lives. A little of the virtue of his name, and the virtue of his precious sin atoning blood, to be known for our sin and unworthiness, our guilt and shame. There's so much in himself, isn't there? I think of the truth of it with regard to coming to bless little ones and seeking souls according to his word. It needs a heart upright, doesn't it? There's a similar part in the beginning or the last few verses in Matthew that speak so much of himself there. The coming of the Lord Jesus. Especially as we think again of that time when he rose from the dead, Jesus himself, alone. But how sweetly is he made known in his glory. God hath raised his Son. Oh, his name is precious, isn't it? For dying sinners. I want to speak perhaps of those seek unto him. Really, there's two places we read of Jesus himself in the very first time of the resurrection. In Matthew, there were those women, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome, and they brought their spices to anoint him. What love filled their heart to himself. They came at the rising of the sun. But they said, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? So they had a very great prayerful concern that they needed the Lord to roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre. And as they came, they found it was rolled away. And that's what the Lord's people need. They need it by himself. The stone rolled away from their hearts and their souls. That they need the Lord to grant himself. I was going to say from Alpha and Omega. Does it need the Lord himself to even begin to roll away the stone? Well, they need not depart. For God will feed the poor and those that seek unto him. I know that you seek Jesus, just crucified. He is not here, but is risen. Now, the two places I want to hasten we read of Jesus himself. It would seem that very sweetly in the verses that Jesus himself drew near in that sacred chapter, the last chapter in Matthew. Jesus met them, saying, "All hail," and they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Jesus himself met them. Well, that is what we need. So Lord may open his word. He said, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said unto them, "Be not afraid, go. Tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. There shall they see me." There's a little of himself here, isn't there? Especially in the 24th chapter. What a sacred account it is of Jesus himself drawing near. This same Jesus. How beautiful the truth of it. But it would seem that he must join himself to these souls that were so cast down and so troubled. And seem not to be able to have any comfort at all. Seem to be, as we might say, at their wits' end. The Redeemer was no more. In their poor hearts, they couldn't fathom. They couldn't reason. They couldn't understand. You know, I thought of the little ones as well. It's a good chapter, isn't it? That those that cannot seem to attain to the knowledge of Jesus like others, that may have such a trouble in their young hearts regarding this person of Jesus. Who is he? Do they not need the Lord to make it plain to them? That's how my thoughts went. Hearts that not only these older ones, but younger ones. With many thoughts, many things rising up. And Jesus himself drew near. Friends, what a sweetness there is. As God opened it up. Everything in him. When we think of it in the very truth of the gospel. He did not appoint the angels, that he had to come himself. There was the word spoken, and it's a lively type of preaching the gospel, but it needs himself. And surely in this account it seems to speak very sweetly of those that seem not to be able to believe what was spoken. Indeed, it does need God-given living faith, doesn't it? Young hearts and older hearts, all of our hearts. And we need himself. Are you convinced about it? You need the Lord himself. In this chapter, it has been spoken of so many times, I'm sure, in the pulpit here. What a sweetness there is in these words, Jesus himself drew near. As if these two on the road to Emmaus were especially in need of God to appear to make the crooked places straight, the rough places plain. That's how it seems to open a little to me. Let me bring you to the truth. In the fourth verse, we read they were much perplexed thereabout. And The word to them was, why seek ye the living among the dead? So it needs the Lord to bring us up from the poor dying things of this world. As we speak very carefully, but you know, it does need the substance, doesn't it? As well as the recognition. It does need the Lord to come to set apart these seekers and these souls that would see Jesus more and more unto himself. Nominal faith will never get us to heaven. Outward things are but right in their place, but we do need the Lord himself. Perhaps we need the Lord to teach us our need of Christ, especially as we get older and nearer to eternity. Do we need the Lord himself? It's a good mark. And then perhaps there are things to lay aside, things to leave behind in the race that is set before us. Friends, Jesus himself will only be the sufficiency of those that seek unto God. They want real things. I thought of it like this. It does need the reading and the preaching of his name. But you know, it needs more than that. It needs himself in the heart. The hope of glory formed there. Jesus himself. May it be so with young hearts and older hearts. All of our hearts. And then the desire of my heart is to speak well of him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. These dear saints, I believe we can say, on the road to Emmaus, they were especially cast down because of the way. Two of them on the road to Emmaus. It brings me to my thoughts here. And they talked together. And it came to pass that while they communed together, they couldn't make much headway or understand. Well, because it needs the Lord himself. That's where the Lord found them. In their trouble. In their sorrow. In their grief. But let me direct you to that man under the law. He reasons. He tries to fathom. But it needs himself. It needs the Lord to grant the blessing of God deep in the heart. And of course, it is a good word, isn't it, to think about the Lord's dealings and the way in which the Lord does bless and grants those encouragements. And we may well speak of them and think of them, but you know, it does need Jesus himself to draw near. Draw near. Now, friends, that really is real religion. Oh, be this religion mine. For Jesus himself. Now, really, that meets the case of those that have long been in the way and are full of fear and trouble and wonder if they're right in God's sight and that they have ever known sweetness, the blessing of his name. You know, when himself is in the heart, friends, there are things the Lord does. And that's what we need. The truth of it is by his Spirit. That's the underlying sacred truth of it. In himself, all that he is and all that he's promised, appointed, of the surety. It's in Jesus himself. Perhaps some of you need the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, may the Lord direct you to himself, appointed the Blessed Spirit, as a comforter and as that heavenly teacher and revealer, and to lay in the heart those things that God only can reveal and make known. We read of him in type as being the dissolver of doubt. Think of the good man Solomon. We need a greater than Solomon that answered all her, as the Queen of Sheba, wasn't it? All her hard questions. It's in Jesus himself. Greater than Solomon is here. Oh, it does need himself to appoint and to send the blessed Spirit. Well, friends, he is pleased to answer that in the giving of his Son. I'm sure of it. But it needs a heart upright. God does send his blessed Spirit of truth. It's in the heavenly mind and will and purpose of God to appoint the Holy Spirit. That's what we need in the churches. The return of the Spirit. We need the Lord to grant that blessing of it in many hearts. We remember coming among you, speaking of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees. As it does need Jesus himself. By the blessed Spirit of truth. That's what men, they do seek to get to the truth, don't they? Things earthly. How much more than those that seek the Lord? They want to get to the truth about it. Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God and make to us salvation known and witnessed with the blood. Now you see, the blessed Spirit of God does reveal himself. It's a sacred truth, friends. It pleases God to answer that prayer. It pleases God to enlarge the heart. May it be so with regard to young hearts. Now I'm speaking of those that are earnest. But perhaps young hearts can't grasp the doctrine and the greatness of it. But may we direct them to Jesus himself. There's something very sacred about that. That is able. Is willing to grant those answers of peace. Those that humbly seek his face. Amidst all the many things that occupy their young minds and hearts, rightly so, that, you know, it does need himself. And these two on the road to Emmaus, in their great trouble, were in need of himself, weren't they? But that they did not know him. It's a very sweet account when Jesus himself drew near and went with them. It's the gospel, isn't it? It's the sweetness in the gospel. Jesus, this one that God has appointed for sinners. For those that are brought to call upon God for his mercy. Or perhaps in the words here that are more taken up with trying to understand the things that belong to his sovereignty. Things which concern their lives, you know, we speak very carefully, that Jesus can make it all straight in a moment, when he himself draws near. Well, his Godhead is in it, but then there is his manhood. I've often said it is when Jesus overtook them on the road to Emmaus, overtook them, and he said, he made as if he would go further. They said, abide with us. It's toward evening, the day is far spent. He went in to tarry with them. Oh, it does need himself, doesn't it? But then we think of the truth in these words. Their eyes were holden that they should not know him. But still, this bright light, this shining of his truth would enter into their hearts under the preaching, the teaching, friends, by the Spirit of God. Oh, soon there would be that knowledge of him. And he said, their eyes were holden, and he said, what manner of communications are these that he heard? A silent listener to every conversation. What manner communications are these that ye have one to another? Perhaps there's a good word about this, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. It does need faith in the heart, doesn't it? It does need that union of spirit. It does need the Lord himself to be with each one. That we speak carefully, but you know, we cannot coerce men to be believers. It needs Jesus himself, so dark and so awfully, solemnly cast out we are, but for his light and truth, that how he drew near. It's a good word, isn't it? When Jesus himself drew near. Oh, it is that word, isn't it, that speaks more of him than it does of them. Speaks of what Jesus is to those that would believe. You know, sometimes the Lord's people, that they do believe, but they've lost the comfort of it. That they're full of fear and trouble. That they want the Lord to make it plain. They need the Lord to settle it in their hearts, the younger hearts even. They need the Lord to prove it. Whatever it is, take it to the Lord in prayer. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us, sweet refuge, Emmanuel, God with us. Now, I'm ever so careful about it. We don't set Jesus before man to believe if he will be so gracious and so ready to receive him. There's more than that. It's in the person of Christ. To love the faithless, ruined, guilty sinners by God's eternal love. How is it known? In the unfolding. And the way in which God deals with these sinners. It's a work of grace, isn't it? And those that are brought to speak of that hope, it's the beginning of what they trust the Lord has done for them. Of course, there is an enlargement, but friends, it's that beginning which is right and good. will bear scrutiny and will stand inspection. That, you know, it comes to this, doesn't it? Is it of himself? Is it all of Jesus and nothing of the creature? Is it a knowledge of sin and guilt by the blessed Spirit of truth, especially revealing himself? Now, that knowledge of repentance and of grace and the gift of God, it is known in himself. He draws near. Now here there were two characters. Perhaps it's not very often we read of, we do read of David and Jonathan and other parts, but it's very sweet, isn't it? Where the Lord brought these hearts together in the spirit of the gospel. May the Lord ever grant it among the churches. Jesus himself drew near. There's a lot in those words, drew near. Nothing to commend them unto the Saviour. Nothing for him to look upon and to think what esteem they merited. No, it's the fullness of Jesus himself. Now that's, it's not so easy to walk in, is it, when it's got to be himself. When we're brought of God to that point where we have to learn much to know himself. Even perhaps to leave things, to turn aside or to decline. Now perhaps take up young hearts. But why cannot they go to this or that? And they may say, well, it seems very hard, but, you know, Jesus can put a sweetness upon that that way of path, that path, and graciously encourage that Jesus himself is much more needful. The Lord grants it. A little knowledge of the Lord himself, that soon puts things straight and right, doesn't it? Gets to the point of it. It's what's of him and what is not. He does need himself from beginning to end. Perhaps there are times when we especially need to know the Lord's will and to know the right way. That's what we need among the young people, the fear of the Lord. Then to hasten. Jesus himself drew near. Now, I want to think of it like this. All that he is and all that he has done. That is how we read the scripture here. The fulfilling of all that was required of him. And to bring it to poor sinners. And to lay it to their faith, to their hope, to their desire. Friends, it's what he's accomplished, what he has fulfilled. But, you know, it is not that those souls that he blesses are so great in their knowledge. Friends, rather, it's the other way, isn't it? What empty, the Lord speaks them as fools. But still, that they shall be blessed. Friends, it's those that have not, but those that obtain of his fullness. Now, it's grace. It's what only God can do. and it's living upon it. Oh, what a treat. If I could lay it before young hearts especially. Friends, see what Jesus himself has done. And go and tell Jesus. It does need the Lord, the blessed Spirit of truth, and his rich grace. But there is a going to him, to himself. Of course, we don't need to speak of the errors of the of Catholicism that speak of other ways. It's himself, isn't it? That's what the dear saints laid their lives down, because of himself and his righteousness and his sweet merit, his salvation, all in himself. And they sealed it with their blood. They died in the Lord. But I hasten just a little further. Now, it's when the Lord brings it. What happens? Friends, it's the preaching, isn't it? How welcome it is when Jesus is the sum of it. When it's all of him. How he directed these hearts as he opened his mouth and sweetly revealed himself. Christ in all the scriptures. You know, I believe that it does need the preaching of himself in whatever part of God's word we may preach from. We want to find the substance and find the savour of it, find the glory of it as in himself. Jesus himself drew near and he went with him. Well, that is a very great matter, isn't it? We read of those that his disciples that went back and walked no more with him or himself. But then there were those that clave unto him. He went with them. I'll leave my thoughts very much on that point, friends. It does need the convoy of his love and mercy. That troubled hearts, anxious hearts, and yet the Lord is able to draw near to such. It's in the gospel. Because he knows how to draw near to broken hearts, troubled hearts. Oh, it's in the man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, a brother born for adversity. But he went with them. Would to God there might be more knowledge of that truth. He went with them, unfolded the counsels of Jehovah, opened the book, makes his counsel shine, grants that sweet savour of his name, and oh, the love by which God loved him. So it is given in a very more sacred way, if I may say. The love of Christ himself constraineth us. Let me be clear about it. Friends, it's flowing through his merits and his precious blood, his righteousness. That's the love of God eternally, isn't it? It's found in himself. And went with him. Of course, that is the very way in which the world scoff and deride. Say, where is your Jesus? Well, friends, he's in heaven. He knows all things. And he will graciously make himself known. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. leave a few remarks this morning. Lord, forgive all amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £680, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day. Let us close with part of hymn number 21. We'll omit verses 2, 3, and 4. The wondering world inquires to know why I should love my Jesus so. What are his charms, say they above, the objects of a mortal love? Hymn number 21, verse 1, and then from 5 to the end.
Thank you.
to remember those unable to be with us, our friend away from us. Be with us in the interval of worship. Grant thy gracious help. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Amen.